Hello, welcome to Social Media Weekly episode 29th December 2021. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing. Get your very own corporate website built from as low as $100 with Virtual Palace Marketing today. Terms and conditions apply. The platform is super easy to maintain and it comes with a state-of-the-art security. Drop us an email at admin, at virtualpalace.com for a free discovery session.
Before it's too late.
My name is Sean.
And I'm G. Bless you.
I was trying to hold back that one.
You know, when they see somebody, when you sneeze, somebody's thinking about you.
A lot of people think of me.
Hey!
Okay. Anyway, the news of the week, TikTok is being sued by its content moderator. Content moderation at a social media platform is really tough work. They are considered, I guess, the frontliners of keeping our social media platforms safe and friendly for everyone.
Gatekeepers, like, basically.
Yeah. So they're responsible for keeping our social media feed safe from unhealthy content like child pornography, rapes, beheadings, and animal mutilation. As a result, they often get traumatized and need psychological help. Imagine if you have to do that all the time.
Yep.
Imagine you have to watch. I mean, you know, you go to social media and you watch a lot of all these cute, fluffy stuff, videos of cats and dogs and everything like that. But there is a dark side.
Yep.
Where cats and dogs get mutilated, get killed, get tortured for the sake of likes. And it's... I mean, I don't understand why people do that.
No, some of it is quite sick. Fair enough that I have one of our mutual but distant friend that actually works as a content moderator for TikTok. And even he says that there's some certain videos that are ridiculous just for people to get attention. Like, some of them just takes their own life on tape. I mean, like, it's a bit too much, you know, doing that essentially, and also for the content moderator to view it and to like filter all of this out. I can't imagine, you know, you constantly see that kind of stuff. It's gonna take a toll on you, especially.
Yeah, it's I can't imagine. This is I think by far the worst job to have in the world right now. I hope they pay so bloody well that it's worth the effort.
They should.
Yeah. So one such content moderator for TikTok, Candy Frazier, filed a lawsuit against TikTok for failing to provide proper care to its employees. Frazier and others were working, required to work 12-hour shifts with 1-hour lunch breaks and 2 15-minute breaks for, you know, to pee and all that kind of, do whatever you want. They were also required to comb through multiple videos at the same time, right? And no more than 25 seconds each. So they have like maybe 5 to 6 different screens ongoing and they were running it. Then they have to comb through each of them.
That's mentally draining, bro.
Yes, it is.
It's so mentally draining.
So Frazier said she was unable to sleep at night, and when she does, she has regular nightmares. Along with other employees, Frazier is asking for compensation for psychological injuries and setting up of medical funds for moderators. Come on, TikTok. This is the least you can do. I mean, you are not the first company to be caught mistreating your content moderators. It's a tough job. You don't want to do it yourself, so you get other people to do it. Treat them like human beings. Take care of them.
Yeah. But still, I just feel bad for the employees especially. You know, just imagine going through the thing. It might give a psychological scar to you to the extent...
Yes.
Like, you won't be able to be sane eventually, you know. So I think TikTok needs to find a way to actually improve on this, or at least give psychological care, and like every week or something like that, like,
yeah,
just to check in on them, hey, how are you doing and stuff like that.
Hire a bunch of psychologists or, you know, psychiatrists or something to just go in there, talk to them, and make sure they're in a good mental state of mind.
Yeah, they should really do that, you know. I agree with you. And up next, Clubhouse launches saved replays. It's the ability to save the audio audio from recorded Clubhouse chats to listen at a later stage. This works only with recorded audio rooms where the owner or moderators allow for a copy of the audio to be downloadable. This opens up opportunity for sharing and to be uploaded to other platforms like a podcast. So, hey, Sean, I just want to ask you this. Would you like to... Would you be interested in exploring this? You know, it just can be both of us just having a chat and...
I would definitely do it. I mean, on the early stages, it was more difficult to use Clubhouse as a kind of like one of the podcast dissemination platforms, because recording it is difficult. You can't save afterwards and things like that. And maybe the sound quality is not as good. But now that they are doing this, yes, we can. I think it's a good thing to do. The only one catch is that we have to do it every single week at the same time, at the same day. So there comes a little bit of a commitment, because when we do it live, then in order for people to join and participate and be part of it, we need to have that consistency.
I mean, since most of the time we do this in the afternoon, right? Maybe if, let's just say, next week onwards or something like that, probably we can do it at night on the podcast, and we can just have a chat with that.
Yeah, we could. We could. Let's mull on that and see. But in any case, I think it's good that Clubhouse is doing this, because there are a lot of Clubhouse audios that have really, really good quality stuff. And in the very beginning, the virality of Clubhouse came from the very name of it, is that the app itself, right? It's very viral, everybody's getting on it. And now that it's reached a point where all the adoption has already been done, right? The ones who want to get in has already gotten in. And what is left is for people who know of it, but can't see the value in it. Or maybe have no reason to go back into it. Then this is where Clubhouse needs to come up with all these little functions and features to allow people to share their content, bits and pieces of the content, maybe the whole thing. So, you know, you can post it around and then you say, oh, this is from Clubhouse. And
well, let's give kudos to Clubhouse. I mean, throughout this whole year, they have been popping up with some good features and good new updates, and I'm actually really liking it. One of the best platforms are so far.
To be fair, I think Clubhouse had all these features ready to roll out, but they are purposely doing it week after week so that we can talk about it every single week. So instead of releasing like 10 features straight up, they do it one a week, so that every single week the journalists have something to talk about, and Clubhouse name always appears. So it is a very good marketing tactic as well.
Kudos to you, Clubhouse.
Meta updates add objectives, giving us less options, which is a good thing. Meta's ad manager, Facebook ad manager, for those who are more familiar with the old name, will see an overhaul in its interface, which it says will provide users with better experiences. The movement to an outcome-driven ad experiences model, or ODAX, we'll see a reduction from 11 to 6 objective selections. So you know the part where you're in the campaign level of ad manager? You get to choose the objectives, right? So we used to have 11 across 3 sections. Now it's gone down to just 6.
Thank you.
Because to be honest, there is hardly any difference between awareness and reach.
Yes, thank
and
you.
Video views are technically a form of engagement anyway, right?
Exactly.
So yeah. So what's going to happen is we only get to choose from these 6, which are awareness, traffic, engagement, leads, app promotion, and sales. Makes more sense. The rollout will happen in stages beginning next year.
Thankfully, they're doing this. I mean, we have been into situations like this. Even I asked you, how?
No, even our clients ask us, what's the difference between brand awareness and reach?
Even for me, I'd be like, how? So this is that, and but still I love this, because simplifying it makes it easier to do what you're supposed to be done.
Yes.
You know? It's way much more easy. So another props to Meta, Facebook.
Well, I understand the purpose to separate video views from other forms of engagement, because at the time when it came out, they were just starting to push video as a format. Maybe about, I think it was a good 4 years ago, when they say, 4 to 5 years ago, when they say video is going to be a big thing. And people were like, nah, we still like images.
Look at the
video is good and all that. And you look at it now, the percentage of engagement in videos versus images is so staggering now.
Correct.
That it is the main traffic flow from onto all of Meta's platforms. So, it does make sense to bring it back into engagement in general now, rather than anything else. Because also now, we can't use post likes as post likes and reactions as a valuable form of engagement, because just because people see it and don't like it doesn't mean that it did not do its work.
Correct.
Right? So real form of engagement comes from views now rather than actual like actions like likes and likes and what is that called? Reactions.
Yep.
So yeah.
Okay. I mean, kind of like this lah. Like thankfully lah, they simplified it lah. I was a bit confused at one point of time, but thank you.
It was difficult for us to explain to our clients as well.
All right, up next, TikTok testing repost option. Finally, resharing talks has always been easier externally than internally, but TikTok is about to change that with a repost function. It allows users to share videos they like to all their friends simultaneously, ultimately boosting their content virality. This move has its negative repercussions. Other social media platforms has been actively limiting their own repost function due to the uncontrollable spread of fake news and conspiracy theories. It's still in its early stages, testing stages, and could be rolled back if the effect starts to turn bad. So, I mean, like, I'm glad that TikTok acknowledges the fact that it's way much more easier to reshare stuff to other platforms rather than doing it on TikTok itself, you know? And it's so much more easier to actually do it right now. But how are they going to do it? Like, are they going to post? Like, usually for me, if on Instagram, if I want to reshare something, I post it on my stories.
Yep.
How are they going to do it with this?
So now, what happens is that when you do a repost click, you can automatically share it to all your friends.
Okay.
You don't get to share it on your own feed because your feed is only for you to create, right? It's kind of like TikTok is kind of like YouTube. You have two walls, I guess, two feeds.
Okay.
One is of what you want to watch, the part where the people you follow and For You page.
Okay.
Another one is a full list of all the content that you created, if you create any, right? And when you repost, you can't repost onto your own. You can't repost onto others. You can only share it automatically, share to all your friends.
Only just your friends. Oh, okay.
Friends and people who follow you and things like that. So herein lies the problem. It becomes a very private thing, right? And because of that, a lot of platforms have been struggling to reduce this repost function on their own platforms because this is how the fake news spread.
Yep.
This is how the US election was tampered with by the Russians. This is how the anti-vaxxers have been spreading their fake news on WhatsApp and all the other platforms that say that there are microchips in vaccines.
They carry 5G.
They're carrying 5G. It's a conspiracy. It's just a bunch of people want to make money and all kinds of these kind of things. This is how it's been spreading and nobody can see it because it's private.
Yep.
And now TikTok says, I want to give you the repost option and help spread conspiracy. So I think in a way it's good because it allows content to go viral. It makes it easier. It's On the surface, it's a very sensible function to allow.
There's pros and cons to it. So I see the cons part is where you publicize on conspiracy theories, you start diverting attention, giving fake news and all of that. But then on the other hand, when it comes to as like content creators and stuff, it's easier for them to actually spread of what they work on. You know, it's a matter of, you have to see both sides of the coins for it. So it depends on how they're going to utilize this. But there is going to be some people out there that are going to, you know, use this on a bad term.
I tell you, the World Wide Web is run by bad people now.
Correct.
Right? The utopian version of the internet is gone. Yep. The part where only the ethical and people with good moral, good civic mind who are very nice to everybody in the internet, that's gone. It's long gone. Now the rest of all the bad people are all in here and they are doing all the bad stuff. And I think what TikTok is doing with this repost option is kind of opening a can of worms that they shouldn't be opening. I mean, yes, it's nice to have the function to repost to everybody at one go, but I think that the downside of it far outweighs the pro of this. But then again, it comes down to TikTok and it comes down to how people use it. Here's Instagram's plans for 2022. Ooh. Adam Mosseri dropped an Instagram video revealing the company's plans for the new year, which did not include copying TikTok's every feature.
Finally.
They tell you now, but they will keep copying TikTok's every feature.
Like,
because, because it has worked, it's very successful, and they will continue to do that because it works.
Yep.
So, the theme for 2022 is video and control. Video being the consolidation and improvements on the platform's various video formats that will be centered around Reels. This could also mean Instagram's entire feed layout will change. We have talked about this before.
Yep.
We have talked about the option of allowing users to choose whether the first thing they see is the Reels or the feed or stories or whatever it is, right?
Yep.
So, or the entire news feed will be replaced with videos instead of just images. The second one is control, is where the company will be giving us more transparency and control to how Instagram works. This includes the pseudo chronological feed format we talked about last week.
Yes.
The one where every single time we go in, we have to reset the chronological.
Yo, I actually like that. I'm so glad they're actually doing this.
No, but the problem is, remember we talked about it?
Yep.
They give us chronological, and then we exit the app and we go in and we have to re-enable it again.
That's the
annoying part that I don't like.
It's damn annoying, but I'm glad they're giving us that option. Because finally lah.
True. And also more switches to turn on and off tracking, which if they're being honest, I don't think they are. It's true, but we are.
They're not tracking.
Yeah.
Wink. They're not
Instagram
tracking.
Is good. They're not tracking
they're
us.
They're not
wink,
tracking.
Wink.
They're good people.
Yeah. So, yeah. Video. What do you think?
I just like the control part. The video part, I mean, like, still videos. You're still trying to copy TikTok, you know. And like, no, you're not copying TikTok. Shut up.
I think it is true that Instagram needs to fix their video problem.
Yep.
IGTV, video, Reels, and stories. So, four different video formats that needs to be put into one.
Yep.
Right. So now that Reels is the center of it, so everything builds around Reels. So I would assume that all the videos would be Reels in the future.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And Instagram being more of Instagram starting off as a photo-centric platform, and now they're moving towards video. It's a bit sad for me lah. I'm quite sad about it, but it's okay. Nevertheless, that is why with the video and it comes control. The control part, I really love it because you get to choose which order do you want. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, yes, the annoying part is you have to constantly change. But honestly,
but we don't know that yet. It's a speculation. Because that's how it works on Facebook. So it's a speculation.
Let's just see what happens. Yeah. So I'm like, looking forward. Thank you, Adam Mosseri.
Yeah. But I do agree with you. There is a beauty in the simplicity of a photo.
Yes.
Just a still image that it's so difficult to capture because you need to communicate so many things in a still image compared to a video. So technically, in a way, it's harder to tell a story with a photo than it does with a video.
Correct.
The video is moving. You can always, you know, work on a storyline. But the photo is a bit different. Then, yeah, I think what happens is that now that Instagram moves from stills to videos, people will, I guess, appreciate still photos less and less,
which is gonna be sad.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I mean, I can still understand why they are moving towards videos, because if you notice that
the clicks are there.
Yeah. I mean,
the clicks are in the videos.
The statistics shows that a lot of people are actually hooked onto it.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm a bit selfish, so like, Adam Mosseri, just give me pictures, please, please. Alright, with that, Social Media Wiki podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube and YouTuber. YouTuber, we get Indian for a bit. And we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook.
If you like Social Media Weekly, it would really help if you could rate and review it on a podcast feed of your choice and on YouTube so more can discover it. Social Media Weekly is on the lookout for regular co-hosts to help bring us more depth to the show. If you're interested, simply drop me an email at Sean, that's S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. This is Social Media Weekly episode 29 December 2021. This is the last episode for the year 2021. We are wishing you all a happy, happy new year.
Happy new year! Bow, bow,
bow. We should have a button to have that real one.
Yeah.
The real horn thing.
Then I've got people clapping as
a yeah. A celebration and all that. Yeah, so be safe. Celebrate, but celebrate safely. COVID is still out there and it's still dangerous. And if you haven't gotten your booster shot, and you're in line to get your booster shot, go get your booster shot.
Yes. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't be a nuisance in public. And yes, guys, enjoy your new year. 2022. Got a lot of new things coming up.
Yes. We will see you in 2022.
Bye-bye.
And see ya.
I had to laugh.